Shkalim chapter 5, Mishnah 3. Okay, so the background to this Mishnah is that different sacrifices in the temple required different libations that would accompany them. Wine in different amounts that was poured on the altar, also oil and flour, etc. So, but different sacrifices had different accompaniments that would come with it. And what they set up in the temple was that instead of people bringing their own accompaniments, the temple would sell the wine and the oil and the flour, and people would come to the temple and they would buy it directly from the temple, and then they would use it as the accompaniment for their sacrifices. So this Mishnah and the next Mishnah is going to teach us the system that they set up in order to manage this and for people to buy the accompaniments. So what are they? Arba chesamus hayu b'mikdash v'kasfu alahem. There were four seals in the temple, and we'll see in the next Mishnah how these seals were used. But on these seals, on each one was written either eagle, zacha, gedi, or choyte, either calf, male, kid, or sinner. And we'll see that these refer to different offerings, and based on what was written on this seal was what the person was given. But as I said, we'll see in the next mission exactly how they were used. Ben Azar Eimer, he says, Chamisha Hayu, that there were five seals used, says Ben Azar, and the Aramis, they were written in Aramaic, Kasuv Alehem, and what was written on them, Egel, Zacha, Gedi, same as the first opinion, that was written Kaf, male, and kid. But then, different to the first opinion, Chayte Dal, V'chayte Asher, a poor sinner and a rich sinner. So according to him, there were five different seals that were used. Carries on the Mishnah, Egel, Mishamesh, Im, Niskei, Bakar, Gedolim, Ukutanim. The calf serves both libations of cattle offerings, large or small, males or females. So if anyone was bringing a cattle offering, if it doesn't matter if it was a large or a small animal, or a male or a female, they would use the calf seal in order to obtain the accompaniments for that offering. The Gedi seal, the one that said kid on it, Mishamash, that was used, Im Niskei Tzoin Gedolim Uktanim Zecharim Unakavus. That was used for any libation that was for a flock, an animal that was from the flock, whether it was large or small, male or female, Chutz Mishel Elim, except for adult rams. So any of those animals from the flock, large, small, male, female, person would get the Gedi seal and would use that in order to obtain the libations for their sacrifice, the accompaniments for their sacrifice. Zachar, the male one, Mishamesh Imniska Eilim Bilvad, that was only used for libations of rams. And Choyte, the sinner seal, Mishamesh Imniska Shlosh Behemushel Mitzorin, that was used for the libations of the three animals of the Mitzorim, people who had skin afflictions, and they had to bring animals at the end, sacrifices at the end when they became pure, and they used the one that said Zachar, male. That's the seal that they would use to get their libations, their accompaniments for their sacrifices.